Hi, it's Germination Editor Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to part three of our Past, Present, Future series, looking at the history of our six industry organizations, their function today, and where they're headed in the future. Today we're profiling the Canadian Seed Trade Association. The CSTA has over 130 members and deals with all matters pertaining to all aspects of seed research, production and marketing, both domestically and internationally. I'm joined by Executive Director Crosby Devitt and former CSTA President Dorothy Murrell. Crosby has been Executive Director for nearly 2 years. He recently announced his resignation and will be returning to the Grain Farmers of Ontario, where he will serve as Vice President. Dorothy is Project Manager for the University of Saskatchewan's Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence. She was CSTA President from 2006 to 2007, and has also served as business manager of SW Seed Limited, among many other roles. I'd like to start with you, Dorothy. Can you give me a quick snapshot of what the industry looked like at the time CSTA was founded and why it was founded?
The CSTA was formed in 1922, and there is actually a history book available. I don't know if all of our members know about that, but it is called The Merchants of Seed. It was put together by Tib Zago and others in the industry, and published in 1995. And so it's a great reference for some of the early history of the association and of the other seed groups as well. And so I'll just quote from that book. So it says that in 1922, the seed commissions suggested the formation of a Canadian Seed Trade Association so that a committee could be appointed to be at the call of the Minister of Agriculture to meet and confirm on the new seed bill, its regulations, and any measures pertaining to the seed trade at any time. And I thought that was very, very interesting, because all through the 95 subsequent years, up until present day, one of the major roles of the Canadian Seed Trade Association is to keep in touch with them. With Ag Canada now, and with Canadian Food Inspection Agency and other similar agencies, both in Canada and around the world, and have input into regulations, make comment with the view to providing an efficient regulatory environment for the seed industry. So I thought it was very interesting that it was one of the founding principles of the Canadian Seed Trade Association 95 years ago. And then from there, the industry association continued in its role for advocacy and communication and recommendation with the Department of Agriculture, and which is now, of course, Agriculture Canada, and with Canadian Food Inspection Agency, which was actually only formed maybe 20, 25 years ago.
An organization has to be able to adapt to the membership and the needs of the day, and a lot of that we work on tends to be, you know, basically advocates for change overall. Where things could be improved, there's always room to improve our industry, to find new ways of doing things, whether it's regulations or whether it's open trade, which is obviously a big one internationally, but also within the country. And a lot of those types of issues we work on, or even attracting investment in terms of, you know, articulating what the opportunity is in Canada. That's another part of it too, is building a strong industry.
Would you say CSTA is well understood as an organization?
It probably depends, you know, what segment you're talking about. But if you're looking at the seed industry, I would suggest that yes, there's a good understanding. I mean, we have over 130 member companies, you know, members, and that's both active, affiliate, and associate. And so, you know, as a member, I'm sure as a voluntary membership kind of organization, I would expect our members understand the organization and what our goals are and what we do. A big part of CSTA, you know, kind of strategy is to work with partners. And so that's, you know, farmers and farm organizations, you know, other affiliated organizations or parts of the sector. And so, yeah, I would think that there's a fairly good understanding there of what we do and what's important to our organization. Now, as you get maybe a little bit further removed, and if those groups hadn't dealt with CSTA in the past, well, maybe that's a little bit different.
I imagine as times change, those challenges probably change as well.
The seed industry is more complex than it was. And really, I think the world is more complex, or perhaps we just get more information than we used to get, so it makes things seem more complex. And it is perhaps sometimes difficult to filter what is meaningful. However, having said that, the CSTA, in my view, has continued to manage the issues of the seed trade very effectively, and has so far kept up and changed with the times. And an example of that, is the ramping up of a proactive communication strategy a few years ago, and the formation of an external relations committee to shepherd and steer communications vehicles for the association. There have been several turning points in the seed industry over the past 95 years, and I can speak with personal experience to some of them. And so in the late 80s and early 90s, I began to attend seed trade meetings, and at that time, there were many seed trade members who were owner-operators. They owned their own businesses. These were not necessarily small businesses. Some of them moved a tremendous amount of seed, but nonetheless, they were single proprietor businesses. Many of them were based in forage seed, especially in the West. Some of them in the East began development of soybean and corn businesses. And in the meantime, the Plant Products Division of Agriculture Canada was devolving to become Canadian Food Inspection Agency. And since then, some of those tasks have devolved to the Canadian CSI, the Canadian Seed Institute. So the Canadian Seed Trade Association structured itself early on with committees as to crop kinds and functionalities, and then that has worked quite well, and it continues to work to this day, because that allows the special interests of certain crop kinds, certain functionalities, to be met and to be discussed firsthand with members who are passionate about specific areas or specific functionalities.
Has consolidation had a big impact on that?
Membership of the CSTA has gradually shifted, I would say, to larger companies, sometimes multinational companies with branches in Canada. So there has been a change, there's no question. Members, however, are no less passionate. The people in the room are still very, very involved and engaged in the matters of the seed industry. A very big driver for change was in the early 90s was the increase in private sector plant breeding. And along with that, the engagement largely of private sector companies in plant biotechnology.
What does CSTA's membership with the federal government look like today, Crosby?
It's difficult for a company to have a sustained presence in front of government when they're trying to run their business and do that. So that's a role that the CSTA plays on behalf of our members. And so, you know, we put a lot of work into maintaining, you know, a relationship with the politicians that are shaping policies that could affect seed and agriculture, but also those that are in the government agencies such as PMRA or CFIA, especially, and Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada that are involved in setting policies and so on. And so I guess there's a couple reasons for that. One is to, you know, help make sure they understand the seed industry and the issues that we have, and they understand if they're proposing a change or something new to a regulation that would affect us, that, you know, we help them understand the implications of that. And then the other part is, I think, just, you know, the overall communication of, you know, what the value of the seed industry is overall. And so, you know, while we have kind of ongoing, you know, communication, one of the major things we do every year is we set up basically a day on the hill, we call it, basically have meetings set up with our board members and, you know, their member of parliament or some key government officials that so they can hear directly from our members, which are on our board. And it's a really effective way to have some really good conversations with, you know, people that, you know, maybe they're involved in, you know, an innovation committee in the government and are really trying to understand how this all fits together. And so they appreciate the ability to have a conversation with somebody that's directly involved in the seed industry.
We'll be checking back later in the year with Crosby and Dorothy to talk about the future of the CSTA. Check back in the coming days for part 4 of our Past, Present, Future series, which will cover CropLife Canada. Thanks for listening today, and be sure to check out the previous installments of this series at germination.ca. Bye for now.